Well, Ryan, when you go 1-for-17 in July, probably doesn't get noticed. But when you go 1-for-17 to begin the year, everybody notices. So how big for you, so we stop talking about it, were the three hits yesterday?
Well, you know, it's nice. You know, no one wants to come out and have that kind of start. And, you know, it gets magnified and, you know, deservedly so. But, you know, you got to come every day, positive attitude, winning attitude, and, you know, expect you're going to get results that day. And, you know, yesterday, finally, couple hits and just try to help the team win.
We see you work on your swing every day with Jim Presley. You're in the cage, then you're on the field. How do you work on the mental aspect of that to stay positive and not let it affect you thinking about it when you're at bat?
Well, you know, you gotta have, you know, trust in yourself that you put enough work in, and you know, you work hard enough that, you know, it's all gonna pan out and it's gonna work. And that's kind of been my mentality since I was a kid. You know, work hard and it's gonna work out. So, you know, you show up every day, you work, and put enough work in that, you know, your confidence is there in yourself, that you prepared enough and, you know, go out and execute.
I thought after your drag bunt, which looked like it might have been a sacrifice, but it was such a good bunt, you ended up with a base hit, it almost looked as if you relaxed.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it wasn't even a call bunt. It was just something I got up there. It looked like, you know, there might be an area to get a bunt down, if not move the runner, get on myself. So, you know, got that going, and, you know, kind of everyone just kind of fed off each other yesterday. You know, we knock out 20 hits, and, you know, the team gets 20 hits, you're probably going to get a couple.
You know, to me, the bunt is so underutilized in today's game. I guess because the power helps you win games. You could score a bunch in a hurry with home runs, but the bunt, especially as good of a bunter as you are, is that something you might implement a bit more, having seen the success you had yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone wants to get up there and knock a two-run homer out of the, you know, the yard and take a two-run lead. But, you know, there's a time and a place for it. And, you know, sometimes it can help spark the offense and kind of deflate the defense when you give a bunt hit. So definitely something I'm always looking to do. It's just a matter of if they're going to give me the opportunity to do on defense.
You've become a key man early on here because of your versatility. Sometimes that hurts you because all of a sudden now you're not an everyday player because they save you just in case. But it's been the opposite with you. Because you can move all over, Buck's been able to keep you in the lineup.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, really been my mentality since I got here, was that I'm going to be versatile and I'm going to try to help the team be able to move around and give them options. So, you know, nothing's changed with that. And, you know, keeps you in the lineup, it keeps you in the lineup.
All right, we talk about trying to keep that swing consistent. You work on that every day. You've been playing shortstop mostly lately with JJ out. But how do you keep defensively sharp when you might be at second base, you might be at third base, you might be at shortstop, and heck, you've even played first base in the past. How do you keep sharp out there not knowing where you might be in any given day?
Well, you know, that's really all on Bobby Dickerson. He does a great job, especially the role I've been in the last couple years here, you know, moving around. Even though I might be playing shortstop, I'm still taking ground balls at second, ground balls at third, and moving around. So, you know, when you have to go over there because of an injury or because of an option, that you're ready to go out and play.
Do you enjoy that, the fact that you can play all over, or would you rather just settle into one spot?
No, I really enjoy it. I, you know, it's always a challenge, and it's something that, you know, I like to do. You know, you show up, you know, you don't know where they're going to put you. Could be first base, but, you know, you show up ready to go and, you know, go out and have a challenge at that position that night.
Okay, today the rubber game, you get a chance to get 2 out of 3 and go home on a 2-game winning streak. It looked like yesterday the team finally came together after a tough first start. Can something like that, can you springboard off one game like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but the difficult thing is it's baseball and it's a day-to-day grind. And, you know, the great thing about a loss is that you have the next day to recover. The bad thing about a win is that it's a new day. But, you know, you take that momentum from last night and we're going to take it into this game tonight. And, you know, it's a big game like every game is. And, you know, we're going to come out ready to play.